Moncrief on News Talk.
As you know, the kids are back to school, and about 60,000 of them were attending school for the first time. Henry McKean went to meet some of them and their parents on the first day, and then went back a few weeks later to see how they were getting on. Afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And the thing about this is they're going to be the class of 2039.
Oh, my God. Surely the world will have ended by then.
Well, it's hard to say. There could be 9 billion people, or perhaps we've all have moved to Mars. Maybe we'll be living to 150. Who knows? Doesn't 2039 sound like such a long time away?
Yeah.
But it's actually not that far at all. So, yeah, we visited South City Community National School, previously St. Enda's Primary School. The school divested in July 23 to become a community national school to better represent the school community. And the school, it caters for boys and girls from junior infants right up to sixth class. So I went over to South City CNS Whitefriars Street for short, Dublin 8. I got to meet the principal, and she's been involved in the school for over four decades. And her mum also was the principal before her.
The school bell is over 100 years old, so this will be the first time that some of these children will have heard it. So just listen to this now. One, two, three.
So 100 years old.
Over 100 years old, yes. We inherited it.
And
yes.
You ring that bell to tell the kids that...
When break time is over, we ring the bell five times, okay? Some children, they all get a chance at ringing the bell. So they stand up there, they ring. The children stop and stand like this, and then they go into their lines, depending on what class. My name is Mary Marin, and I'm principal here at South City CNS in Whitefriars Street.
You've been at this now for over 45 years.
That's right, Henry. Thank you for that.
You've done many first days of school. For you, why is it this such an important day in junior infants?
Oh, but like when you look at the children, they're all here in front of us. You can see them, they start off as a tiny little seed, and over the years you see them blossoming. And just watching these, they're a very, very, very cohesive group. You'd know that they had been in preschool or Montessori beforehand, and it's just so exciting. The rest of their lives are in front of them. You know, and it's just beautiful to see it.
What do the kids get up to on their first day? Obviously, they're playing in front of us with some toys.
Their first day here, they all have an activity in front of them, all different children at different groups. Then they'll get their photograph taken with their first day in school. They'll be introduced to the playground. Not one child is out of sorts, look.
They're all happy.
Yeah.
And for their parents... today also, it's quite an emotional, happy
day. Oh, it's a huge day for sending. Can you remember sending your child to school? I can.
Yeah, I welled up walking away.
Oh, I didn't, but nobody
you were
again.
Happy to see them going.
No, but it's that whole rare children to be independent. And it's just lovely, just as I say, as a parent, it's just lovely to see that you've reached that milestone. You know, my child was 4 years and 9 months starting school, but I mean, to you know, that you're setting them off. We used to have a program here called Sail, and the logo was a boat, a little boat with a sail on it. And you just set them off, you know, on the little, on life, on the sea of life. And that's the way it is. And that's what you would hope for them.
That was Mary Marin there, the principal of South City CNS. Well, I suppose a good, healthy attitude. You have to kind of send them off
just let them at it.
And let them at it. And don't be kind of snivelling and getting them upset.
And the thing is, I did see one parent walking away and she was very upset. But as the principal says there, they're so used to creche, they're not as frightened away from their parents. I remember my first day at school, I cried and I was mean to the teacher. I had two days. I was in Kuwait and in England. And I remember it was St. Mary's in Royston in Cambridgeshire. And the school, lovely school, but my school teacher was called Miss Guttersnipe.
Oh, my God.
And English people have really weird names like Water Bottom. And anyway, Miss Guttersnipe. I slacked off her name.
Miss Guttersnipe,
And it was like a Roald Dahl movie. And I just said, you know, Miss, do you live in a gutter? And that was it. That was for the rest of my school days. I was considered a messer and there was no going back.
But like guttersnipe is an actual insult in Ireland, calling somebody a guttersnipe. Yeah.
It's an actual name, guttersnipe, in the UK.
Oh, God.
Yeah, lots of people have memories of their first day.
Probably a lot of parents will remember it more vividly. Now, you remember your first day, but I bet a lot of people out there listening can't remember.
Yeah.
They can only kind of remember because their parents were standing there bawling their eyes out when they were going in.
Oh, completely, completely. And we do get to meet Patricia from Malaga, living in Dublin. And I asked about her child, Aidan, starting school.
He was feeling so excited and feeling that he's a big boy now.
He's a big boy.
And he's very excited.
And for you, is today a happy day? Is it an emotional day?
It's a mix of feelings. I feel so happy because he's growing so happy and as a, such a good boy with a lot of values. But at the same time, I feel like the time is passing so fast.
And they do grow up so quickly, don't they?
So quickly. Too quickly. I can't believe he's now in the school, in the primary school.
My name is Chanel Lynch.
So, it's the first day of school for your child. Tell us about your child.
My child is Savannah, and first day of primary school. Her sister does go here also.
So we can hear the atmosphere, we can hear the buzz. Everyone's very, very excited. For you, getting her ready, getting today ready, how did you feel?
It was very exciting, it was, to see the little girl that I brought home from the hospital to now getting dressed in her uniform, her bow, her shoes. It was a very exciting moment, and it was lovely for the sisters, my other daughter. They are going to school together, like siblings, so that was sweet.
And you've got some, are they rosary beads?
They are a little bit on my phone.
Or they just, and you know, just to, I suppose, to ease the nerves. And like, you know, how does she feel about it all?
There's a little bit of anxiety, of course, this morning. But I think overall, seeing it, as we're used to collecting her sister from here, and she saw some of her little friends from her crèche. So all the lovely warm faces and smiles.
And has there been tears?
There has been tears this morning, yes, of course. But it's going to happen.
And saying goodbye to her at the front door of the school and letting the school take over and then walking away, that is hard.
It's very hard, but when it's such a good school like this, there's such a family feel and vibe from here, and it's a very like community-based skill, so I'm not nervous in that sense. It's just more, I think, the separation away from my child, but leaving her here in these teachers and principals' hands, not a worry whatsoever.
So your daughter was born during COVID?
During COVID, the very, very height of COVID, so we've been... It's been a different upbringing, more so than her sister, for example. And that's why I just think this junior infant starting school year is a little bit harder for me. But she will transition. Okay, I know she will here.
There you go. When she said the word tears, she wasn't specific about whose tears they were. One texter says, I agree that the first day of school is a much bigger deal for parents than it is for kids. I bawled leaving my daughter for the first time while she waved happily goodbye. We are definitely the emotional ones. Somebody else says, the child is no sooner back in school and he's picked up a bug. Can parents stop sending their kids back to school? Or sick kids to school? Yeah, I wonder how many of the new arrivals are already out with something. So I assume you did get to talk to some of the little ones starting school for the first time.
Yeah, and they're getting on just fine, and they're really enjoying it. Here are some on their first day.
Amy Moore. I'm the junior infants teacher in South City CNS.
It's the first day for these kids, yay, for these pupils and their parents, and they've literally come in the door. How is it going?
Good. A few tears in the morning, but everyone seems to be settled in now, just playing away with their toys. So, yeah, they all seem to be getting on very well. Yeah, it's very important that children get to interact with each other in a setting like this for their development. You know, children learn off each other, so it's so important these few days as well to get children interacting with each other, learning off each other. You know, they're going to be in school for all the way up until they're 18, so it's very important these few days to get the children involved in school life, get them used to school life, get them learning about different things about school life, such as lining up and how to sit down in chairs. It's all very crucial, important information.
So Priya's in school today, Henry. And would you believe that I taught Priya's mummy, Emma,
and her two sisters. And now Priya's here with us today, aren't you, darling?
So, Priya, how are you finding your first day so far?
Good.
Have you met anybody, any friends yet?
Yes.
Oh, we've gone a little bit shy.
So your name is King David. Are you enjoying your first day of school?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Howie.
Howie. And are you enjoying your first day of school?
Yes.
What's the best thing about it?
Elgie.
Pippa.
So your name is Pippa.
And tell what your sister's names are.
Priya and Penny.
Yeah, Priya and Penny are in the school as well. And her aunties and her grandmother and her great-grandmother. They all came here since the 1950s.
Wow.
And my mum taught her granny. Do you believe that? My mum
taught her,
granny and her great-granduncles.
So you go all the
way
back.
Yeah, they go all the way back to 1951.
Isn't that unbelievable?
And now in 2025, we have Pippa.
So Pippa, are you enjoying your first day of school?
She loves
no.
it.
No.
What?
No?
No. Okay.
No!
You're not enjoying it either?
What about you, Ella?
Yes.
You love it, don't you, Ella?
And you've got lots of money there. And you've got a cash register, like
it's
a post office.
Money. Fake money.
It's not real money. Let's have a look at the money.
I have two brothers.
You have two brothers?
They have two names, Big Noah and Little Noah, then two Noahs.
And are you enjoying your first day of school?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about it?
Playing with the money.
There you go. Some fabulous names there, especially the last one, two brothers called Noah. I met my best friend on my first day of school 30 years later. We're still best friends. You never know who you're going to sit beside, says one texter. A lot of people who claim they can remember. I remember my first day in school. I was 4 years old, never experienced creche. I was delighted to go to school. My female teacher was a tough older woman. That when you're four, everyone's an older woman. One boy was very distressed and she dragged him across the room to his desk while he cried his eyes out. A lovely experience indeed. That was September 1970. Well, I suppose, you know,
wow.
Times are a bit less sympathetic then. I can clearly remember my first day in school. I was 2 weeks shy of my fourth birthday. I can also remember while walking to school, getting knocked down by a car when I was about seven. I got up and went to school. No way I was going home to get a clatter. Ah, the good old days. Yes, they reared them tough then. What do you mean? You got hit by a car. What kind of an excuse is that? Now, I suppose there was one little girl there who already, Pippa, wasn't already not enjoying her first day in school.
Very honest.
So you did go back to find out.
Yeah, we wanted to see, you know, were they settling in? And we did hear some of the kids there. Like, I think King David was enjoying himself, but many of the kids, you know, it takes a while to settle. So we went back 3 weeks later, and I can't believe the kids have actually been back to school 3 weeks already. Here are more sounds of the classroom.
Amy Moran, junior infants teacher in South City CNS.
So it was a few weeks in. How's everybody settling?
Everybody's doing really, really well. We're doing lots of learning. We're doing lots of listening and looking. And we are really getting into our routines. We're learning about colours and numbers. And yeah, everybody's getting on really well. Everyone's really settled in now at this stage.
Pippa, you've got some dolls. Tell us about these dolls.
What?
Tell us about your dolls.
The names. This one's Cece.
That's Cece. And what's the other one called?
Ava.
Are you enjoying school?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about it?
Yard.
The yard. You love the yard?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying school?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about it?
It's cool.
I'm going to a new house. Even I'm going to a new crash.
You're going to a new crash and a new house?
Yeah, even I'm going to have sweets.
You're going to have sweets?
Yeah, even I'm going to go to, it's going to be far away.
I'm going to my nanny's today.
And what are you going to do at your nanny's?
I'm going to play with my toys.
And you're looking forward to playing with your toys?
My new toys.
And what are your new toys?
Mario.
And Mario. And what do you think about being in school? You're a few weeks in. Are you enjoying school?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about school?
Colouring.
What is it you like about school?
The best friends.
What is the name of your best friends?
Cruz.
And King David as well as your friend?
I don't know her name, remember?
Hi, Selena.
That's Selena.
I have two toys.
That's really struck me because, A, you can never get a straight answer out of a five-year-old at the best of times about anything. They never break under interrogation. Plus, they do. They go in and they have, oh, that's my friend. And what's her name? I don't know.
My new best friend.
They don't learn names till they're maybe in first class or something.
And they just get
don't
on
seem
with
to
it.
Need them.
No.
Until that point. I like the way the teacher said we're learning listening and looking. I think that's code for being quiet. Maybe. Let's do some looking and listening while you're not talking. And so the parents presumably, you know, were in a state on the first day, so they got over it. They got used to it.
They calmed down and, you know, they had a few hours, you know, during the day to hold down a job or tidy up the house or do something. Here are parents giving their opinion and we ask how their kids are getting on.
Your bag's upside down, isn't it?
So the children are being picked up now. They're leaving South City 3 weeks in. And their parents are ready for them and they're heading off home now. Who are you here to collect?
Phoebe.
And how are you getting on? I mean, it's a few weeks into her junior infants here. How's she doing?
Yeah, she seems to doing fine. Like, you know, she's doing great. Like, she's not complaining, so I'm happy, you know. And every morning then she's the first one at the door saying, we're going to be late, you know. Because she's two with her brothers now, you know, one of our brothers is in school. Our eldest brother, he's working, you know. But she's the first one at the door at 8 o'clock. Come on, we're going to be late, you know. So she's excited.
So it's 3 weeks in to her junior infant's year. You know, were you emotional dropping her off 3 weeks ago? You were fine?
No, I was fine because I'm so used to it.
Did she have the other ones in?
Yeah.
You're Savannah's dad. Yeah. How is Savannah getting on?
Yeah, grand, yeah. She's getting on well.
Is she enjoying it?
A bit, I'd say, yeah. It's a bit early days, you know. There's obviously a bit of a change coming from creche, like.
So a difference?
Yeah, just a bit getting used to it, a bit louder and stuff like that as well. So
there you go. Savannah's dad was playing his cards close to his chest there, I thought. No doubt.
He was.
No doubt she'll absolutely flourish. Henry, thanks a million, as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.